check the recording to make sure I got it? Thank you.
What would I do without you, Larissa? Hi, I'm Colette Anderson. I'm the program manager for community planning, and today we're going to talk about marijuana and some Title 40 code amendments coming to you for a June 6th hearing. The last time Clark County made code changes in regards to marijuana was 2014, and there's a long history of different types of legislation and resolutions and so forth. So I'm going to walk you through kind of the history so that we can frame where we are and where we're thinking of going. So first we're going to talk about the background. The Title 40 special purpose section we have for marijuana facilities, what's changed since we adopted in 2014, and then we'll walk through the proposed code amendments. Medical marijuana started in Washington State in 1998 with Initiative 692. It was then amended a number of times throughout that process. It wasn't until 2011 that a land use component was entered into law where Clark County then would have to take an action. It's at that point that they allowed what they called collective gardens in play, and that means a group of people who had a medical verifiable condition could get together and they could grow their own weed. Okay. So what we did was is that we put a resolution in place that provided a moratoria on generating or starting a collective garden until we could decide how we could manage that through the land use process. That resolution was adopted and readopted and readopted a number of times until 2013, where Title 40 was amended to where we initiated and put into place a definition for what collective gardens is and where you could or couldn't have them within our zoning districts. And at that time, we prohibited collective gardens from being constructed anywhere. So basically, no marijuana collective gardens. Okay. While we were going through that process, in 2012, recreational marijuana went through and was adopted by the voters. And it basically removed the criminal and civil penalties. Allowed jurisdictions to tax marijuana sales. It allowed the revenues to be earmarked, and it brought in the Liquor Control Board, who later changed its name to the Liquor Cannabis Board. Once again, Clark County adopted several different resolutions, which placed a moratoria on recreational marijuana so we could come to you with a work plan and with code amendments. In 2014, we went through a process and we adopted a special purpose section, which is 40.260-115, and we're going to go through that quite a bit this evening. We also went through all the use tables in Title 40, rural, residential, rural center, urban holding, the lot of them, and we prohibited marijuana facilities. So in the special purpose section, we created three different definitions. They come directly out of the WAC. Basically, a marijuana processor is an entity that actually transforms the marijuana into a different product. The producer basically is a grower, and then you have the retailer. In 2014, we identified through an extensive public process which zones we thought we'd allow marijuana to be allowed. Okay, for production, Ag 20 and Forest 20, if they have a minimum of 10 acres. You could also do it in light industrial, excuse me, I'm sorry, industrial railroad, and so forth. Processors, there's two different kinds of processors. the associated zoning for those, and retail basically was restricted to general commercial, community commercial, and rural center. The other thing that the law allowed us to do was to prohibit the location of these facilities with in context to certain uses. So, for example, within 1,000 feet, you could not locate a retail facility to an elementary school, a playground, and so forth. Clark County added the 9th category of churches and religious facilities. In 2015, everything came together. The medical marijuana and the recreational marijuana had a party. It's at that point there were two different legislations that happened, and they basically merged the operational component together. So, for example, a recreational marijuana retailer could have a special license and provide medical marijuana. That's an example. They changed the name from collective garden to cooperative. The liquor cannabis board became the primary oversight entity, issuing the licenses and so forth, and so on. The other thing that they did was that they looked at that 1,000-foot buffer that we just talked about, and they said that the jurisdiction could reduce that amount between 1,000 and 100 feet for all of those. Let me go back. For everything except the first two. Okay? So here we are today, and I'm going to have you go to tab number 2. Right behind the staff report is the exhibit. So this is the special purpose section for 40.260.115, marijuana facilities. As you go midway down the page, we're basically acknowledging that collective gardens are now called cooperatives. We added the definition of what marijuana is, because some people use marijuana and then cannabis and they get them confused, but the state has identified their definition of marijuana, so we're adopting that. We're changing the name from the Liquor Control Board to the Liquor Cannabis Board. We're adding a definition for the medical marijuana cooperative. And we're also adding a number 10 to that list of 9 we saw before. The council is considering adding a distance criteria from substance abuse disorder treatment programs. And the definition here comes right out of the RCW. A couple of other changes they're looking at is under item number D on that same page. Whereas before we had that 1,000-foot buffer from those 9 different things, they're retaining, because they need to, the 1,000-foot buffer between schools and playgrounds. They want to reduce the 1,000-foot buffer to 750 feet for the remaining, and then they're also adding the substance use disorder treatment program. I don't know the answer to that. It's a very small amount. I grant you that. Yeah, pretty much. That number came to us from council.
Are they trying to stay maybe consistent with someone else?
No.
So there's no rationale.
It came to us from council.
Yeah,
it's not very far.
You got 200 feet block small. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna be at least 200 or bigger, so 250 feet is not gonna be, it's gonna be one block.
So if I wanna go get my pot, I would be a little lazy.
You probably drive.
I wanna walk a little, I wanna drive to get it, so that's it. Do we have any understanding about City of Vancouver or Battleground, places that actually have already implemented what their numbers are? Are they 1,000 because that was the previous number?
That is correct. As far as I know, Vancouver has not modified their code section yet.
Okay.
On the next page, we're now going to, or we're proposing to allow the sale of paraphernalia, which was prohibited before. And the sign code changed in the WAC, so we're conforming with that. As far as I know, the WAC allows the sale of paraphernalia and is covered by the Liquor Cannabis Board. And the request was is that because we were prohibiting it, that it didn't make sense to just have the weed and not have the other stuff that goes along with it.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so the text here matches what Vancouver has in their code.
Okay.
And so the rest of the code changes that you see in here are all the various use tables where we went through and instead of prohibiting marijuana retailer, for example, in general commercial, we've gone to that particular use table and now permit it. So that's all the various tables that go match it. Okay?
So they can go right next to a 7-Eleven so they can get their goodies.
They could.
That's the paraphernalia.
The rest of your binder is your SEPA, the noticing requirements, and then behind tab 5 is a bunch of the stuff that's happened. Since 2014, Council has held a number of work sessions where they've checked in with public health and so forth, law enforcement. These are their presentations, the copies of the materials that were done, and things that we've done in this year. But I want to draw your attention to the very top page. Council had asked us about, you know, how do you actually measure that 1,000-foot? From the perimeter of the parcel. And so we drew a picture here that actually represents it. So our GIS can show you transit, schools, parks, and so forth. It's the first page after tab 5. Just to kind of give you a visual, you were asking about the 1,000-foot, and that is 1,000-foot. It's not very big. It was on page 3, I think, of 250. Let's see.
It's 340, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. And that's all we have. We've got a special hearing scheduled for you guys on June 6th, right after your work session.
Okay.
Can you tell me where we're permitting the cooperatives?
We're not.
We're not. Cooperatives anywhere.
Right. Cooperatives are allowed in residential districts. It's something that we would have to provide some oversight to. The rationale is that they can go into a retailer and buy their marijuana. That would be the best path forward rather than to allow grow operations everywhere.
So,
yes.
So when is a public park a playground, and when is a playground a public park?
What was the question?
When is a park a public playground, and when is a public playground a park?
When it has play equipment.
So, if a park, 5 acres, has got a playground in one corner...
The whole park.
The whole park.
The whole park.
The whole park. Yeah. So if you were to go to the map example,
okay.
The green blob is a park.
Okay.
And so you cannot encroach into that park at all.
So if a recreation center has outdoor playground equipment, that would be deemed a playground and not a recreation center?
Yeah.
So the definition of public playground, is that defined anywhere?
It's in the WAC.
Okay.
If you compared these proposals to liquor, alcohol, do they parallel? Is one more restrictive than the other?
I'm not familiar with the alcohol rules to be able to answer your question.
Because okay, there are rules that govern where you can use alcohol, where you can drink in public,
right.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So again, just from like, there's no processing, no growing, this is strictly just for distribution, basically.
Oh, no. The changes that we are proposing would allow grow facilities, processing facilities, and retail facilities.
Okay.
In the associated zones that are on page...
Okay, I thought you said something
else. Oh, well, the yes.
Okay.
Then want people just out in the backyard growing.
Right. Right.
Having an actual growth facility where it could be anywhere working together.
Yeah. One of the things you'll notice is that where we're proposing to allow those three uses, it's not in residential at all. Okay. And that goes back to what was recommended through the public process in 2014. We're just implementing the work that was done then.
So out in the rural areas, say, mm-hmm. where you've got a rural center and you've got ag land, 20-acre blocks, and a school designates a parcel of land in that rural center, but mm-hmm. they don't... So what I'm thinking about is you're out in a rural center... An agricultural land butting up small residential development. Within that sort of residential development area, a school district has earmarked land for a school, but they haven't bought it, they haven't developed it at the time. One of the adjacent or nearby 20-acre allotments, can they set themselves up for growing marijuana prior to the school being built? Is that permissible, or would it then cease when the school came built?
How would they know if and when the school was actually going to build there? Sometimes school districts set aside property for
yeah.
schools and they sell it for something else
yeah,
because they need the income rather than a school in that particular place. So we haven't had to address that in this county yet. So I haven't
someone could, in theory, make a sizable investment and then get caught on licensing 2 years down the line.
I have no clue.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is all we had for you guys this evening before your hearing. Any other?
So, still going through the use table. It looks like we're not allowing it in any of the rural residential areas, even up to like the 5-acre parcels.
That's correct. No residential. That's correct.
Not in neighborhood commercial.
Right.
So we're tailoring it for already zoned commercial land, but not. I'm anticipating we're going to get people coming in and asking for zoning changes because they've won the jackpot and they have the opportunity to put a retail in, but the place that they want to put it is prohibited.
There are limits on the number of licenses.
Right.
So this isn't going to be like 500 marijuana retail facilities spread throughout the county.
No, it's not at this moment in time. Right. So we do have our unfortunate history with the sticky bud shop, and I could anticipate somebody else wanting to come back and press for a particular location. Are we going to be amenable to changing zoning for a particular use?
They would have to go through the process, and we would evaluate the particular circumstances at that time. I have no idea. I can't tell you yes or no we're going to make changes. No.
Well, unless they're proposing a comp plan change, it would go before the use exemption, wouldn't it?
Question. I don't know.
Well, they never were allowed, so
no.
That would not be a change.
No.
Well, it's a change that we're populating the usage table, but not putting it in as one of the available uses.
The, and Chris is right. It's always been in the use table. We're just changing the name to match the new, you know, the new RCW.
But, I mean, in all fairness, we are allowing production facilities. And we are allowing retail in the change of the current use. But this one is...
We're allowing the limited people.
Yeah. I just think in the form of transparency, we should just say that it didn't make the cut. And even though we're going to repopulate the use tables, there won't be any place in which selected, is that the right word? Cooperative gardens will be allowable.
I tell you what, when I do my staff report on the 6th, I'll make mention of it.
Thank you.
Okay.
What was the reason again why they're not allowing those?
They're allowed in residential. They're allowed everywhere. And it's a...
When you say they're allowed everywhere,
well,
I mean, they're not allowed anywhere right now in Clark County.
What I'm saying is, should we to allow them?
Yeah.
Okay, you have the ability to get with, you know, your nine most best friends who meet the criteria and start a grow operation for a certain number of plants and the restrictions thereof in your house. I think part of the rationale is that,
I'm not really understanding the role.
Well, we're relying on the Liquor Cannabis Board for enforcement, making sure that they comply with a variety of things. The Liquor Cannabis Board, okay? So we're relying on them for the licensing, the review, to make sure that everything is okay. It's different when you're looking at the cooperatives.
So the
we
cooperatives
play a bigger role.
Licensing process.
It's different. It's not the same.
Now, we're the community garden.
Yes, and they have to be on a list and certified, and you know it has to be prescribed by a certain individual who has the authority to prescribe it. Yeah.
Right.
And yeah.
One, there's from what I know, one grower has to grow for 10 people.
Yeah. So in this environment, they still have access to their marijuana. They just go to the retailer to procure it, rather than growing it themselves.
So what the definition says, group of qualifying patients or designated providers who may form a cooperative and share responsibility for acquiring and supplying the resources needed to produce and process marijuana only for the medical use of members of the cooperative. So it's not a collective garden anymore. This could simply be transactional rather than growing, from this definition.
Mm-hmm. Is that the state law definition you're reading?
That
it is.
Came from the state law, right?
Yep, yes.
So it will become a county definition,
right? Yeah. So I guess that goes to my question. Why couldn't we allow that in the same zones we're allowing the for-profit facilities? Because then you wouldn't have to worry about it being residential.
So what would be the difference of leaving the code the way it is and having them go to the retail to buy? I guess at this point, this is the code amendments that council has reviewed. They're talking about it. I think Planning Commission should discuss it at hearing. I think you should take testimony on that thought, and I think you should make, if you want to move forward with a recommendation to council, please do so.
I don't know if there is a limit on the number of cooperatives permitted in a county.
I don't know.
That might be a good thing to know.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to understand
why.
Yeah, I see where you're coming
the
from.
The for-profit.
Yeah.
It's allowed, but the nonprofit is not allowed. Unless it's a budgetary thing. Because you can tax the for profit.
Yeah, tax it, yeah.
Hmm.
Different.
nice big binder.
Yes, and fill with trees.
That we did. I expect you to read every word.
What's on page 142?
You guys are bad.
But seriously, do you guys think about not killing any trees?
I'd love to not kill trees.
That's a lot of work for that stuff.
Well, let's ask you this question. If would everybody in this room would be willing to go electronic?
Yeah.
There you go.
Your cost benefit will be returned within 3 years.
Anyway, so I mean, I think we probably can save a lot of county money by not putting on these.
Okay. Sonia, you heard them.